this little fir tree was standing in the forest surrounded by oak trees and maple trees. And the little fir tree, who was wearing green, just like Jack and Ivy, looked at the needles on her or his branches. I don't know if this tree was a boy tree or a girl tree. I don't think they come in boy or girl. And said, why is it that I only have needles and all these trees around me have big flat leaves? I wish that I had golden leaves, because then I would be even grander and more beautiful than all the other trees in the forest. Well, there was an angel in the forest who heard that wish. And in the night, while the little fir tree was sleeping, the angel granted the wish, and when the fir tree woke up, its branches were covered with golden leaves. Oh, look at me, I'm so spectacular, said the little tree. I bet all the other trees are looking at me, saying, wow, look at that. And it was fun for a while, but then somebody came along through the forest and saw golden leaves on the tree. I'm struggling against the big tide here, because Amanda and Wendy have heard this story once already. They were at the 9 o'clock service. And Ivy is discovering all kinds. Can you listen and wrestle at the same time, Jack? This is cool. So, where were we? Golden leaves on the little pine tree, right? Somebody came into the forest and saw those golden leaves and plucked each and every one off of the tree and put the golden leaves in a box and took them away. The little tree felt terrible. Oh, no, I never should have asked for golden leaves. I should have asked for glass leaves, and then nobody would have stolen them. And so that night, as they slept, guess what? The angel of the forest granted the wish again, and the tree woke up with glass leaves all over its branches. Look at me. I'm gleaming and glistening in the sunlight, said the little tree. And that was fine as long as the sun was shining, but when the clouds came and the wind blew and the rain fell, those glass leaves clattered against each other till they broke. And by the end of the day, there was glass shards laying all over the ground next to the little pine tree. Oh, dear, said the pine tree, maybe it's not such a good idea to wish to be more special than the other trees. I should have just asked for leaves that are like the other trees. If only I could have nice flat leaves like the other trees have. So sure enough, the angel of the forest granted that wish too, and in the morning the pine tree was covered with tender green soft leaves. And guess what? That's just the kind of leaves that goats love to eat. And that little pine tree was so little, it was easy for the goat to come running into the forest and gobble up all the leaves. Now the poor little tree was crying. I want my very own pine needles back. I just want to be myself again. So they slept, and in the morning, yay, the angel of the forest had made it so the pine tree once again was covered with those shining green needles. I'm so happy, said the little pine tree. I like this so much better than gold leaves or glass leaves or soft, tender leaves that the goats will gobble up. And The animals in the forest, the little birds, the little chipmunks, the little mice, they were all really happy too, because those thick, sturdy pine needles were what protected them from the heat of the sun in the summer and kept them warm in the cold of the winter. And so thankfully we have made it to the end of this story. Now we are going to join hands and say a prayer. Thank you, Amanda. Very good, Wendy. Here we all are holding hands. Gracious God, thank you so much for making us. Hand-holding is not popular over there. Thank you for making us exactly who we are. Help us to discover our gifts that we might share them with the world to your glory and for the world's goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Phew, it's time for Sunday school. Go.